We'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. This is Mojo Radio, and I am Andrew bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting off with the politics, business, and foreign affairs. The Liberal Party has announced that it will oppose the federal government's proposal for an indigenous voice to parliament. Opposition leader Peter Dutton said, while the Liberal Party supports recognition of First Nation people in the Constitution, it does not support the plan for amending a constitutionally enshrined advisory body. Later this year, Australians will vote on referendum proposed by the Labor government by this amendment in the Constitution. Peter Dutton said he believes the implementation of this change will not deliver any significant outcome for the recognition of First Nation people and promoting unity in Australia. In another news, popular social media app TikTok will be banned from government devices in Australia. This makes Australia the first country in the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance to ban TikTok after similar decisions were made in the UK and United States of America. It is believed that the app poses security risks for the Australian government because of its Chinese ownership. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is based and operated in China. Earlier in March, Shou Chu, the CEO of TikTok, testified in the United States Congress regarding safety concerns of American lawmakers. In international politics, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been accused of paying hush money during his presidential campaign in 2016 by a New York prosecutor. Mr. Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts in Manhattan court and was later released on bail. Many of Trump's supporters rallied outside the courtroom in Manhattan, and the judge promised a fair and just trial unaffected by Mr. Trump's reputation and wealth. Now to environment and social issues. Thousands of construction workers gathered in Australia's capital cities on Wednesday, 5th of April, demanding an increase in salaries amid cost of living rises. In Melbourne, the Construction First Mining Energy Union, CFMEU, members gathered outside the town hall. This protest came a few days after the closure of Paula Davis Homes Company that left many construction workers out of job. In Brisbane, a glass door of Commonwealth Parliament office was smashed during the union's protest. CFMEU National Secretary Jack Smith said that while workers are struggling with the worst cost of living crisis in decades, corporate greed is fueling this bonfire. In sports and gaming news, Collingwood Football Club is now working with the AFL to investigate the alleged video of Collingwood star Jack Crisp circulating in social media. The video shows Snapchat screenshots containing references to illicit drugs and explicit images. The AFL club has said in a brief statement that they are working through the situation before providing further updates. Earlier this year, Collingwood had another drug scandal involving their younger star, Jack Ginnivan, who was banned for the first two rounds of the season for taking illicit drugs in a pub. And lastly, to arts and culture. The lineup for this highly anticipated triennial exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria has been announced. The exhibition showcases works of 100 artists, designers, and architects from around the world, including famous Japanese artist Yoko Ono. One of the exciting featured works of this year's triennial is the work of painter Arnieszka Talat, who has trained a robot dog to paint on an acrylic canvas. Thank you for listening to Mojo Radio. For more updates and news, log on to our website mojonews.com.au.